Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Seuss podcast. Welcome to classic films and dark humor. I'm tired, so I figured these two podcasts need to come together. Like France and Spain. Then you get Basque. So tonight we're going to talk about a classic that didn't do too well when it was in the theaters, but now it's all over TV. I'm talking about Hocus Pocus. Now, Hocus Pocus, I actually saw in the theater in the summer of 1993. I thought it was fabulous. To echo the words of Bette Midler, she thought it was fabulous. And I remember watching it and just thinking, this is a great movie. And then it didn't do too well. Well, then years later, thanks to Halloween and all the candy, it did well. And is now considered a Halloween classic film. So here we are. Goodness, 25 years of Hocus Pocus. Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, Sarah Jessica Parker. This was years before Sex and the City. You even have an appearance by Gary Marshall and his sister Penny Marshall. Yeah. I remember watching this film, and then as I got older, and I learned about camp. Camp is gay camp, where it's very campy. How campy it is, because Bette Midler just hams it up along with Kathy Najimy and Sarah Jessica Parker. Then you have, you know, the kids, Thora Birch and the brother and Allison and the cat who can't die. I'm not going to ruin it for you. It's one of those films that you can't believe they put this out, but it's funny. It's got a funny spin on it. I'm not going to talk about politics tonight. I'm pretty much done with it. You know, if he doesn't want to answer questions about McCain, then hey, impeach him. That's what I say. But back to at hand, Hocus Pocus, okay? So many great moments where he gets up there on the mic. The Sanderson sisters are here. Thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction. I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. I ain't lying. I can't sing like Bette Midler. Come on. Who can? But it's a classic film. You know, I love it more than I did then and now. Because, you know, kids love it. But also, it brings up the kid in you. It's a Disney classic. I know. We're talking about Disney classics here on Dark Films. And classic films and dark humor and the Dr. Seuss podcast. You're probably thinking, has he lost his mind? Pretty much, yeah. Because I'm tired. I just watched something with Tyson Degrassi or whatever. And it almost put me to sleep. He wasn't boring. It was just his voice is so soothing to me. If I have that effect on you, please don't operate heavy machinery. Okay? So here we are, Hocus Pocus, released in 1993. Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, Sarah Jessica Parker. There's so many great moments in that movie. There's a great moment where they're flying. She's like, pull over. Let me see your driver's permit. Resisting arrest. And how they want to suck the lives out of all the children in Salem. In 1693 and 1993, yeah. So they've been out of it for a while, basically. It's classic Hollywood viewing, you know. You've got so much gay camp. That's the thing. I love how people who are very anti-gay, who love the film, and they don't realize, oh, until I tell them, oh, you know how campy that movie is? It's campy? No! Yeah. Even worse, it's gay, Campy. Ah! You know, I'm sure that's a Trump supporter screaming like that. Ah! You know. So I brought a little of politics into this mix. But it's a classic film. It's one of those movies you watch it over and over and over, and then you want to relive Halloween. Who doesn't? Oh, and also, you know, it gives into this nature of magic. You can't play with it. Remember the black candle that the virgin lit? That's the funny thing. You have to be a virgin to light a black candle. But see, then it's like, okay, what kind of a virgin? Are you Andy Cohen? You've never slept with a woman virgin? But then, you know, you also have to count the gays because, you know, we created camp. So, of course, you know, we know what it means. So could it be about, you know, that's very confusing. What if Max was gay and then it's like, okay, he lit the black flame candle. Is he a gay virgin or is he just a virgin? You know, we have to think about these things. So much has been said about Hocus Pocus. Is it a hit? Is it not a hit? In 1993, it wasn't considered a hit. In 1993, Little House on the Prairie was still on TV in reruns, so that's how crazy. Bette Midler as Winifred Sanderson. Sarah Jessica Parker as Sarah Sanderson. Hello. Not much of a stretch there. And Kathy Najimy. Which one did she play? Was it, oh, goodness. Winnie, Sarah, Mary Sanderson, and of course Thora Birch as Danny, Omar Katz as Max, Vanessa Shaw as Allison, Sean Murray as Thackeray Binks, who he's the cat who can't die. It's one of those films where it's just classic. And when Bette Midler sings in this, it's kind of like, hey, I remember when I first realized it was gay camp and went, oh, this is kind of like everyone's marching down the Halloween parade. That's a Lou Reed song, by the way, where you have everyone who could be in Hocus Pocus marching down Christopher Street. Okay. So indulge, have some cookies. My favorite Reese's piece is peanut butter and chocolate and peanut butter. You can't go wrong. Pull up a chair, watch Hocus Pocus, and just laugh. There's a great scene where she's like, I want a book. Je ne pas de bonheur. And they're tricked into going to the oven. So I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But it's been good talking about this because it's not just for kids. It's for adults too. I think I was maybe 12 when I saw Hocus Pocus. You know? See if I can find, oh God. I had my Bluetooth headphones on. Hey, they're worth their $170, I'll tell you that. Okay, here we go. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for this. There we go. Twist the bones and bend the back. Back in 1693. The people 1693. Thought they got rid of the Sanderson sisters for good. We shall be back. Oh, you will. Next album. 300 years later, now it's Halloween. And they're back. Don't you just love these trailers? And
running amok.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that because I don't want copyright coming after me. If you're listening, that's a sample from 1993. Hocus Pocus Disney Pictures. And in the words of Miss Bette Midler, "Are you so smart? I love Las Vegas." Now that's Winifred Sanderson, okay? And of course, Sarah just wants to hump everything. And Mary just wants to eat everything. Isn't that wrong? Poor Kathy and Jimmy. She had just come off of doing Sister Act 2. So, you know, come on. Hey, it worked for Lauryn Hill. So, I present to you Hocus Pocus from 1993. A classic film with dark, dark, dark humor. You're going to get it. You're going to love it. I'm not going to do my usual show. I might do a late night show for the Dr. Seuss podcast. For classic films and dark humor, good night.